Chapter 16. The Feast of the Passover. Observe the month of Abib, and keep the Passover to Yahweh your God. For in the month of Abib, Yahweh your God brought you forth out of Egypt by night. You shall sacrifice the Passover to Yahweh your God, of the flock and the herd, in the place which Yahweh shall choose, to cause his name to dwell there. You shall eat no leavened bread with it. You shall eat unleavened bread with it 7 days, even the bread of affliction. For you came forth out of the land of Egypt in haste, that you may remember the day when you came forth out of the land of Egypt all the days of your life. No yeast shall be seen with you in all your borders 7 days, neither shall any of the flesh which you sacrifice the first day at evening remain all night until the morning. You may not sacrifice the Passover within any of your gates, which Yahweh your God gives you, but at the place which Yahweh your God shall choose to cause his name to dwell in. There you shall sacrifice the Passover at evening, at the going down of the sun, at the season that you came forth out of Egypt. You shall roast and eat it in the place which Yahweh your God shall choose, and you shall turn in the morning and go to your tents. 6 days you shall eat unleavened bread, and on the 7th day shall be a solemn assembly to Yahweh your God. You shall do no work therein. The Feast of Weeks. You shall count for yourselves 7 weeks. From the time you begin to put the sickle to the standing grain, you shall begin to number 7 weeks. You shall keep the Feast of Weeks to Yahweh your God, with a tribute of a freewill offering of your hand, which you shall give, according as Yahweh your God blesses you. And you shall rejoice before Yahweh your God, you and your son, and your daughter, and your male servant, and your female servant, and the Levite who is within your gates, and the foreigner, and the fatherless and the widow, who are in the midst of you, in the place which Yahweh your God shall choose, to cause his name to dwell there. You shall remember that you were a bondservant in Egypt, and you shall observe and do these statutes. The Feast of Tabernacles. You shall keep the Feast of Tents 7 days, after that you have gathered in from your threshing floor and from your wine press. And you shall rejoice in your feast, you and your son, and your daughter, and your male servant, and your female servant, and the Levite, and the foreigner, and the fatherless, and the widow, who are within your gates. You shall keep a feast to Yahweh your God 7 days in the place which Yahweh shall choose, because Yahweh your God will bless you in all your increase and in all the work of your hands, and you shall be altogether joyful. 3 times in a year shall all your males appear before Yahweh your God in the place which he shall choose, in the Feast of Unleavened Bread, and in the Feast of Weeks, and in the Feast of Tents, and they shall not appear before Yahweh empty. Every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessing of Yahweh your God, which he has given you. Judges and Justice. You shall make judges and officers in all your gates, which Yahweh your God gives you, according to your tribes. And they shall judge the people with righteous judgment. You shall not wrest judgment. You shall not respect persons. Neither shall you take a bribe. For a bribe does blind the eyes of the wise, and pervert the words of the righteous. You shall follow that which is altogether just, that you may live, and inherit the land which Yahweh your God gives you. Forbidden forms of worship. You shall not plant for yourselves an Asherah of any kind of tree beside the altar of Yahweh your God, which you shall make for yourselves. Neither shall you set yourself up a pillar, which Yahweh your God hates.